This is episode 2015 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you as you give yourself permission to slow down today. Here you are, getting ready to do one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself as you cultivate a little more peace, energy, and clarity. How are you doing? I challenge you this week. We are exploring the theme of joy. And I challenge you to give yourself a minute of joy. Some of you are already doing that and have let me know that. Sometimes it's hard to do. And some of the things you thought were going to be joyful really were kind of a letdown. And some things randomly happen that you realize give you great joy. So know that you are on a journey this week and that you might not really know what brings you joy these days when you're worried and you're stressed and there's a lot of distractions. And so this is all about getting back to yourself, remembering your joy. I want to share with you some research that I discovered as I was doing some research, looking around for different ways that experts have determined were good ways to give yourself joy. And one of the top ways, I'm sure you're not surprised by this, is meditation. Or even if you're not sitting down and formally meditating, simply sitting down in someplace quiet and relaxing or calming yourself. This is considered a great way to give yourself some more joy. And here you are doing just exactly that. I also want to mention another way that came up again and again to give yourself more joy, and that was to feel more compassion. And so I would like you to do something right now. As you're seated, or maybe you're walking around doing errands as you listen to this, stop what you're doing for a moment and focus right at your heart and feel your heart begin to soften as you begin to relax. And now send out compassion to our world right now. Send out compassion to those people who are struggling, to those people who are frightened, to those people who are hopeful, to all the people in the world experiencing all kinds of emotions all at once. Send out your compassion and feel your heart begin to relax. Very nice. Remember, when you send out your good intentions, they come back to you. And that is what also came up again and again in the research I did. And that was to identify positive intentions for yourself, to help you have a kinder attitude towards yourself. And I have a meditation technique waiting for you that does just that. This is a mudra technique. I know many of you tell me mudras are your favorite technique. If you're new to mudras, they are a way that you hold your hands. You can also hold your body in a mudra, but we always share hand mudras here on this podcast. You hold your hand in a particular way. We have a lot of nerve endings on our fingers and in our hands. And when you stimulate those nerve endings, they activate a corresponding region of your brain. So this mudra that I'm sharing with you is called the Prana Mudra. It's a simple mudra to do. To do it, let me first explain what it means in Sanskrit, the ancient language of India. Remember, mudras are techniques that have been used for over 5,000 years. So this mudra, the Prana Mudra, its meaning is the energy or spirit of life. And this mudra is determined to help you gather your willpower, to tap into that inactive energy in your body. So you might think about the kind of energy you are feeling right now, your mood. How are you feeling? You could name that emotion. And then think about how you want to feel. What mood would you prefer to be in? What kind of energy do you want to generate? And this mudra and your focus will help you to create that kind of energy. This mudra is so simple. How you do it is to hold your palms in your lap, just rest them there in your lap, and have your palms upward. Now, touch your thumb tip to the tip of your ring fingers, doing this with both hands. Touch your thumb tip to your ring finger. That's it. Your other fingers will just gently lay open. Now, I notice when I do the Prana Mudra that my other fingers aren't very flexible and don't really straighten out. And that's just fine. You don't need to straighten out your other fingers. Just touch your thumb tip to the tip of your ring finger. That's it. You can hold this mudra for 5 to up to 15 minutes at a sitting. Now remember that mudras can be done whether you are seated on your meditation cushion or you are walking immersed in the busiest part of your day. So they can be used on or off your meditation cushion. So as you settle yourself down, you could do this mudra. And as you do the mudra, think about what intentions you want to create for yourself. Do you want to sleep better so you are committed to going to bed a little earlier? Are you wanting to finish a project? What could you do so that you're not procrastinating? So think of these intentions that are uniquely about you. And then set some intentions for yourself. This is one powerful way to begin to experience more joy in your life. When you set intentions for yourself, you hope for the future, you plan for the future, you begin to plan your joy. And as you meditate and settle yourself down, know that the full half-hour guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the app for 2 weeks absolutely free access to the full app of over 2,000 guided meditations with a journal and a guide that goes along with each week's series. So you would get a joy journal and a joy guide this week. You are so worth slowing down for.